You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
One of the most important things in this day and age is social media, and it has a double-edged sword. It has so much impact in a positive way, but it also has that potential to have people strive for a particular body image. Unfortunately, have that double-edged sword go towards the negative side, where they really strive for something that someone's been doing for a long time or through unrealistic practices. Unfortunately, a perception is created through social media, whether it's through a photo or a person, and unfortunately that unrealistic sustainable method has an impact on the mental health of the person that's on the other end of it.
We see a lot of influencers on social media, stars on Instagram making thousands of dollars, influencing people about pretty much everything. But when it comes to body image, it's something that's also very, very popular on social media, because people get caught into that spiral.
I think the biggest thing, a lot of people unfortunately don't realize that that person's been training for a long, long time. Their practices, their habits and rituals really have been there for a long, long period of time. And people seem to think if they do this 10-week transformation, they're then going to catch up to this person. But they haven't created a structure and solid foundations that have been there for a long period of time. Some of these people have been doing it for over 10 years. And they get caught up, or someone getting into a healthier lifestyle gets caught up in looking at that image and going, hey, that's what I want. And they really obviously try and cut corners to get to that position. And I've always said this, you drive up a dead-end road, you have to do a U-turn, right? Learn the right way, learn the real way by eating real foods. And unfortunately, our mental health issues will start to obviously dampen, meaning so many people, especially today, it's Are You Okay Day. And I think it's important that we tackle mental health by practicing realistic, sustainable and enjoyable healthy lifestyle habits.
People live basically on their digital platforms, whether you're on public transport, in the street, at work, everywhere. People are constantly on their screens, looking at their screens, being bombarded with all sorts of information. What would you recommend they do? Because when it comes to their body image, their just general sense of well-being is affected by what they are bombarded with every day.
The biggest thing I pass on in our industry, when I first got into the fitness, health and fitness industry, you could only dish out nutritional information if you're a nutritionist or dietitian. My biggest thing, and I pass on to everybody out there, is to make sure that you're listening from a food perspective to those that are actually qualified, rather than those that maybe born with a particular body and have to do very little to actually inspire or motivate people towards good health. It's a great thing, as I said, to inspire and motivate these people, but it's also, we have to get it from a sound background where the knowledge and education is behind the information that's actually coming out. If the person isn't qualified, i.e. they're not highlighting the fact that they're a nutritionist or a dietitian on that, then my advice to you would be to possibly find the right person who is educated. Have a look at what their body looks like and what their habits look like, around training, healthy lifestyle, their sleep habits, stress that they have in their life, the people that they have in their life, and then start to apply, obviously resonate with somebody and start to apply that into your own life, because a sound knowledge background is important towards good health.
Now, a message for this Are You Okay Day that you would like to convey to our listeners?
Your lifestyle habits will affect your mental health. So it's very important, as I said, to learn off someone with a sound knowledge background so that your mental health is at its happiest. Your soul lights up and is happiest when you're doing good things, making healthy lifestyle deposits on a daily basis, whether that's through your foods, your sleep, your stress, the stress that you have in your life, or the foods that you're actually eating. So be sure to make good choices around that by learning from people who are actually qualified.
Yeah, people who are qualified, who've gone through the studies and did all the hard work before we get in there and reap the benefits of their work, actually.
Absolutely. I think one thing, being a little older myself, try and learn from someone who, you know, is a little older because and educated because they've done it for a long period of time. And I understand people striving to be, you know, these young 20-year-old good-looking girls or boys that are buff, as you said, or stripped and shredded. But understand that some of them are just born very naturally that way. So their training habits have only been there for a shorter period of time, or their education behind what they're dishing out has only been there for a shorter period of time. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be motivated and inspired by them, and their knowledge may be great around a particular subject, but understand that it wouldn't be at the level of somebody who's done it for a long, long period of time and has a great passion for living a healthy lifestyle.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.